Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to the Dopamine Declutter. You know that feeling when you're staring at a blank canvas, a half-written document, or even just an empty plate before dinner. That moment where the pressure to create something perfect hits like a ton of bricks? Yeah, we've all been there. Today we're tackling that beast, perfectionism. We'll be diving deep into why it holds us back, how to spot its sneaky tricks, and, most importantly, how to finally let go and embrace the beautiful messiness of life. Because let's face it, striving for perfection is like chasing a unicorn, elusive, exhausting, and frankly, kinda pointless. So buckle up, grab your favorite beverage, coffee, tea, or even just some good old H2O, and get ready to declutter that perfectionist mindset. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you on this journey. Firstly, understand that perfectionism is often a mask for fear. Fear of failure, fear of judgment, fear of not being good enough. We tell ourselves we want perfection because it's the best outcome, but really, it's rooted in these deeper anxieties. Recognizing this pattern is the first step to breaking free. Secondly, perfectionism steals your joy. Ever notice how you get caught up in the details and completely miss out on enjoying the process? It's like getting so focused on the end result that you forget to savor the journey. Remember, life isn't about achieving a flawless masterpiece. It's about creating something unique and meaningful along the way. Thirdly, perfectionism is a liar. It convinces you that good enough simply isn't good enough, leading to procrastination and an endless cycle of self-doubt. But here's the truth. Good enough can be truly amazing. Embrace the power of done over perfect. Get things out there, even if they're not flawless. Remember, progress is better than perfection every single time. Fourthly, surround yourself with supportive people. You know those friends who celebrate your wins and gently nudge you through your struggles? They're your lifelines. Ditch the comparison game and build a community that encourages authenticity and celebrates effort over outcome. Finally, remember to practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a dear friend struggling with similar challenges. We all make mistakes. We all stumble along the way. It's okay. Be gentle with yourself. Learn from your experiences and keep moving forward. Now, let me paint you a picture. Picture Sarah, a talented writer who's been agonizing over her latest blog post for weeks. She's rewriting paragraphs, deleting entire sections, and obsessing over every comma. The deadline is looming, but she's paralyzed by the fear of not creating something perfect. Sound familiar? This is perfectionism in action. Sarah could benefit from our key takeaways. She needs to remember that her worth isn't tied to achieving perfection. She needs to focus on enjoying the writing process and sharing her unique voice with the world. She needs to surround herself with supportive friends who encourage her creativity, not criticize it. And most importantly, she needs to practice self-compassion, reminding yourself that even if the post isn't flawless, it's still valuable and worth sharing. So there you have it, folks. Let's recap. Perfectionism is a fear-driven mindset that robs us of joy, progress, and genuine connection. It lies to us about what truly matters, making us believe that good enough isn't good enough. But the truth is, good enough can be amazing. Embrace imperfection, celebrate your efforts, and remember, you are enough, just as you are. Now, it's your turn. Share this episode with a friend who might benefit from these insights. Let me know in the comments what strategies help you let go of perfectionism and embrace the beautiful messiness of life. And most importantly, keep decluttering that dopamine-depleting mindset, one step at a time. We'll be back tomorrow with another dose of real talk and practical tips for living a more fulfilling life. Until then, keep it real, keep it authentic, and most importantly, keep it dopaminated.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.